In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballou Show, only on The Fan.
Live from 680 The Fan Studios in the Battery, Atlanta, you got the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. You can actually watch the show if you're streaming it at 680thefan.com. And you've probably heard about this Fan mobile app we've got. You can listen anywhere, anytime, crystal clear. And that is driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Gang's all here. Road Dog Gillespie fired up about G-Day coming up tomorrow. He's ready to get to work. And DT in the house, wearing his Georgia hoodie today. Looking good, DT. The Georgia Bulldog hoodie.
How about them dogs?
Yes, sir. Kirby's going to like that, brother. All right, we got a lot to get to and a short time to get there. So, DT, let's get to work.
Bucks. Big take.
What's that odor that you smell? Can you smell that stench that's in the air? Let me tell you what that is. It's not a paper mill. It's the smell of that Braves performance yesterday. Awful is what it was. Just awful. And only one thing could make that go away. And it's not Febreze. And it's not those heavy winds that we're seeing outside now. What would make that go away is Max Fried starting tonight in Miami and stepping up big. Now, Max's first two starts, as you know, they've been a major disappointment. Max Fried's ERA is the worst in Major League Baseball. 18 is what it is. 18. It's so bad when you look, go to MLB.com and you click on stats and then you categorize it and go to Major League Baseball starters ERA. Fried's ERA is so bad, they don't even list it. It's not even listed. Let me be real here. Max Fried better step up with a shutdown performance tonight. Braves country needs it. It's been a tough run here. We got Striders out for the season. The team just lost to the Mets 16-4. And Max, your free agent season and market value, let me check, wait for it, is trending down. And tonight would be a great time to take the ball, go on the attack, show off your best stuff, and shut down the Marlins. Do that. The wind blows that nasty stench right out of Atlanta. Braves country gets a pick-me-up, and your market value gets back on track. Get roughed up again, and the Braves clearly have some rotation issues. Now, look, Alex Anthopoulos, a lot of people on this station are really complimenting Alex Anthopoulos to the highest degree. And most of the time, I'm one of them. But that was a poor decision to call up Winans. That was a poor decision, Alex. You could do better than that. And then Snit's comment of, look, we're not focused on this one game. We're in it for the long haul. You know, there's some truth to that. But no Braves fan and no media member covering the Braves wants to hear that after you go out there and lay an egg and get beat up by the Mets 16-4. All right, let's go to the Hobson and Hobson newsmaker line. Bring on Georgia State head football coach Dell McGee, who is a busy man today. Coach, a great day for a spring game today. 4 o'clock kickoff. You got nothing but sunshine out there today.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Beautiful weather, nice and cool. Won't be too hot, no humidity. Hopefully the rain knocked away a lot of the pollen. So you can go to the car wash if not and get your car clean and come on out and join us.
Dell, take us behind the curtain with your coaching staff. So you got the spring game today. I know you got a meeting with the coaching staff today. What are some of the things you're talking about as you get ready for the spring football game?
Just making sure that we run and organize a scrimmage spring game. Just making sure we got 11 on the field at all moments. Make sure our substitutions are clean. And then, you know, just encouraging our guys to play with great effort and put the team first. We're definitely going to try to set the standard. This is our first impression to the world as an organization. And, you know, first impressions can be the last impression at times. So we want to have a great showing for our fans, for our faculty, for our president, AD, and then for the parents of our kids. They hadn't seen some of their kids in a while, and I know they'll be in the stands, and we'll have a signing day kind of ordeal after the game, so we'll get a chance to get in tune with some of our fans, our parents, and just make it a big, big family atmosphere.
Coach, forgive me, but being a former quarterback, I'm always obsessed and want to know more about the quarterbacks. Tell us about that quarterback competition you got going on this spring.
Yeah, Zach Gibson and Ragland, they've been kind of both rotating with the ones. We've been kind of splitting the reps up, trying to make it as even as possible to allow them to work with the quote-unquote first O-line, so to speak, and the first receiver. So both guys have really progressed nicely. Still got a lot of growth and growing to do, but I'm really pleased with how they've tried to do things the way that we want them to be done, and it's still a work in progress. So, you know, that's a big evaluation tool for our entire roster today, is how we perform mentally and physically.
So you're going to learn a lot about these guys. I saw some interviews, one with Zach Gibson, and I thought it was sort of fun. He's still staying in the same apartment after transferring in from Georgia Tech. He didn't even have to move.
Didn't have to move, so, you know, that's a plus for him. So hopefully when his lease does run out, he'll get a little bit closer to campus. So we'll see how that goes.
And Ragland, very impressive too, saying all the right things in his interview with the media and basically just saying, I'm trying to push myself every day, get on the same page with the wide receivers. Really impressive redshirt freshman you got there, Ragland from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, sir. Like I said, both of them are trying to be students of the game. They've been coming in extra to meet with their quarterback coach, Ryan Williams, and our offensive coordinator, Coach Chaney. So they're definitely doing their part of embracing what it means to be a quarterback in our system.
Dell, I'm just guessing, man, it's been a quick turnaround. I mean, it seems like one day you're the running back coach at Georgia. The next day you're the head coach at Georgia State. And then you come in, you got to get the spring football thing going. You got the transfer portal, and you're dealing with all that. You got recruiting going on. I mean, are you going to have an opportunity to take a deep breath after the spring game this afternoon?
Not at all. Actually, got a meeting with some alumni and a couple of boosters tonight after the game, after we get done with our signing and meeting recruits. I know we got a lot of really good players that will be at the game today, and I'm going to try to meet with them throughout the day, and some of those meetings will occur after the game. So they won't get any rest right now. Then I'm going to a 100 Black Men event in the morning. Going to try to go see my son run a track meet as well at Keachin High School. So I'm going to try to
get breakfast,
go straight over there, and still meet with some other people in the city to kind of get our NIL started. So, no, it's no hours or no minutes going to be wasted from my end. And the portal opening on Tuesday is going to be a big thing. Hopefully we can keep the right guys on our roster to stay. But I know that the NIL money and the monetary endorsements that other schools are trying to lure guys with is an enticing thing for a young man. But our biggest sales pitch is if they can stay here and start and be productive, that and make the correct connections with the businesses and internships that they want to do for the rest of their life, then you know that money will outweigh anything that any school can offer our young men. So that's one thing we are going to emphasize to our guys, and that's a commitment from me and our administration of making sure our guys are set up for life after football when that retirement date happens.
And then you'll be a blink of an eye, and it'll be time to take on Georgia Tech in the season opener.
Yeah, well, we're a long way away from that. So, you know, got to get through today, which will be a control type scrimmage because we got some guys down and we don't have the numbers quite the way we want them, especially in the walk-on program. And then, you know, we'll lead into the summer conditioning program, and, you know, there'll still be a lot of learning, but hopefully we'll have our team that we'll be going into the season with at that time, and we can kind of get more into each other's minds and our whys, and really connect on a higher and deeper level, and just, you know, go to fall camp and see what happens with the depth chart, and then, you know, try to put our best foot forward on August 31st.
Georgia State Panthers spring game this afternoon, 4 o'clock at Center Park Stadium. It's free. Head on down there and cheer them on. Dell, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you, Buck.
Thanks, Dell. Dell McGee getting it done, man. Sounds like he needs a twin brother to try to get it all done, man. My goodness, he's busy.
Being a head football coach has always been quite a chore, I imagine. But these days, with everything that's going on in college football, whew.
Yeah, a lot going on, and we got a lot going on in college football. We're going to hit it today, too. We'll come back and talk about that, get you caught up on the Masters and that Kentucky basketball coaching job, and get you ready for these spring games that are coming up this weekend. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Can you smell that stench? Yeah, that was the Braves yesterday. 16-4. Man, fans went home disappointed after that one.
Did you get a kick out of Luis Guillorme pitching at least? That's always fun.
Well, look, to be completely honest, by the time the ninth inning arrived, I quit listening to the game.
Yeah, over to the Masters at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's fair.
Plus, has some yard work to get done.
Hey, get right series with the Marlins, hopefully, now as we knock on wood.
Well, we need Max Fried to step up, for crying out loud. Now, look, and I had mentioned on the show, I'm not freaking out about the regular season. Does it sound like I'm freaking out? I'm just trying to be real, man. The game stunk yesterday. No fan wants to hear about we're in it for the long haul. We're looking at the 162. They want to know why you brought up Allen Winans and why the team barely showed up yesterday.
And left him out there for a little while as well.
I mean, seriously. And what's up with the team? That effort didn't look very encouraging yesterday. So it is what it is, folks.
That being said, they still are 7-4.
No panic. Yeah, we're not going to panic.
Good team.
It is true, though. I'll feel better if Max Fried goes out and does the job tonight. That'll make me feel better.
Go get him, Max.
Let's see what's popping.
Let's find out what's popping.
All right, as DT was saying, we got the round two underway at the Masters.
Hello, friends.
Tiger, a 73, bogeyed 18, and boy, he looked hot under the collar when he didn't get up and down out of that greenside bunker on 18. Koepka, 73. How about Max Homa? I think he's in position to make some noise this week at the Masters. 67 out of Max. Hogarth, a 67. Brian Harman, 81.
Ooh, no.
Wow. He had like a triple bogey and three double bogeys. The bottom fell out on Harman. Spieth, a 79, doesn't appear like he's going to be around for the weekend. So round two now underway. Tiger has just teed off. He's got a 23-hole test going on today. And a really quick turnaround. Finished late yesterday. Got up early to start round two today. And then right back on the course for the round two action, the 18-hole walk today. Scheffler, Rory, and Schauffele, next to last group out today. Tee time at 1:36 for that threesome. And I saw there's a lot of pushback. How on the TV coverage, when you got that ESPN Plus, DT, you can watch the featured pairings, not pairings, but
the groups. They call it.
Yeah, the featured groups. And Scheffler, Rory, and Schauffele, they weren't one of the featured groups yesterday.
That seems hard to believe.
How can that be?
They were playing some.
I mean, who's
good
making
golf.
The call on this?
They were all over it on the ESPN broadcast, all over that group. But yeah, I can understand frustration. Folks want to see them.
First round leader DeChambeau, 11:54. He will tee off. And remember, you know, I had the boys at the coffee shop giving me a hard time today because earlier this week I listed five guys not to bet on in the office pool, and DeChambeau was one of them.
I think you nailed it.
And he led after the first round with that 65.
Those double bogeys are coming. He was spraying the driver a little bit. Had a couple of good breaks yesterday.
He got lucky.
I'm not going to say that. He's obviously playing very well. He even said that, though, even in his post-match interview there at the Butler Cabin. He said he admitted he got a couple of good breaks. But, yeah, you don't shoot a 7-under 65 just because you got lucky. He's obviously playing some pretty good golf. And there were some whispers and rumors Sam Bryson was in good form headed in, and turns out that's definitely the case right now.
Was he roided up?
No, he looks smaller, actually, Buck. Yeah, he's not as big as he was, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever it was, when he was all obsessed with adding weight and adding speed to his driver. He's slimmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Looks like the game's in pretty good form. If he can putt decently, yeah, he got a shot, but it'll all fall apart.
Yeah, I don't anticipate he's going to stay at the top. So my five picks, Koepka with a 1-over-73, Zalatoris a 2-under-70 yesterday.
He's right
so
there.
He's right
playing
in the middle of it. Henley, 1-over-73, Glover, 1-under-71.
My boy Lucas.
And Joaquin Niemann, a 2-under-70. So my guys are still in there. My guys are still in there. Gusty winds again today over at Augusta National. So you better flight that ball down, keep it under the heavy winds above those big trees they've got on the golf course. Course looks perfect, by the way, with the rain, the sub-air on the greens, and the landing areas off the tee shots are looking to be in great shape. Rain that has already fallen yesterday is simply not a factor. And speaking of golf, we've got our green card that just went on sale at 9 o'clock this morning. That's right, the 680 green card is back. I've got some of the suits looking in the studio right now, and I can see what they're thinking. They're thinking, when is Baloo going to read that green card read? Guys, I'm doing it right now. The 680 green card is back. Play six of the area's best courses for one low price of $249. Plus, as an added bonus, they're going to throw in a $25 Firemaker Brewing Company gift card. $607 value for $249. Now, look, you got to act fast. Quantities are limited to 200 cards. They go on sale. I went on sale this morning at 9 a.m. at 680thefan.com. And our Masters coverage brought to you by Club Magnolia, RBM of Atlanta, Cliggy's Golf Carts, X Golf Alpharetta, which is indoor golf.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, and I'm only halfway through with the popping, man. I got to talk about this Kentucky basketball coach situation. I mean, my goodness.
Road Dog and I were just discussing. I'm not sure if he's done with popping.
What is going on? I mean, Scott Drew now has turned down the job, the Baylor head coach. Why did he turn it down? Well, Coach Drew is a man of faith, and he prayed about it and was led by his Savior, Jesus Christ, to stay right where he's at. He's got some kids that are in school there at the Baylor area, and so just turned down the big money salary that Kentucky was offering to stay right where he's at. So here's the latest with Kentucky's basketball search. Hurley told him no. Drew has told him no. I'm guessing Nate Oates has told him no. And I'm also guessing Billy Donovan has told him no. So they've had four coaches on the A-list that have told Kentucky basketball no. Never thought I'd see the day on that one. And now the word is they're set to hire BYU head coach Mark Pope. You guys ever heard of Mark Pope?
No.
Yeah, Mark Pope at BYU, zero NCAA tournament wins. Did you ever think you would see the day where Kentucky would hire a basketball coach that doesn't have one big dance victory? Not one to put on the resume.
Coming clear, the brass at Kentucky may have overplayed their hand here.
Calipari knew what they were getting into. He's probably laughing.
They thought.
Snickering at him out in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
The way Chuck Oliver put it, this isn't the Alabama football job. That's what they thought. They thought anybody and everybody be lining up, begging to take this job, and that hasn't been the case.
Mark Pope, the BYU head coach, a former Kentucky player. I was not aware of that. But
back when they were good?
Yeah, he was on a national championship team in 96. So he does have that going for him. And that's what's popping out there today. That is what's popping. And if the Braves hit any home runs tonight, and I'm hoping Acuna's going to hit one. Acuna hadn't hit one yet this season. All season long, when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires. The next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you get a free alignment and a free oil change with your tire purchase. That's wonderful. The more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals are at Tire Discounters. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves.
Tasty. It's time for the College Football Nugget.
Let me check those off the list. All right, I've got those checked off the
list.
You're
doing a great job, bro.
Well, we're going so fast, man. I can barely keep up. I barely take a breath.
This is fun.
I mean, the changeover from the locker room show to mine was about 60 seconds today. Then we got Coach McGee on, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, I know I got to do some reads here today. Where's my read pack?
And it's not like
one should I do? Oh, got another live read to do.
Not like we're not keeping an eye on the Masters either.
Yeah, one eye on the Masters. Where'd Tiger hit that tee shot? I feel like I'm sort of almost as busy as Del McGee is down at Georgia State.
That's a stretch, but okay.
All right, let's talk a little more spring football. We got Georgia Tech's white and gold game. And that is coming up tomorrow.
How about Tech?
And I'm sure 680 The Fan, we are the home of the Yellow Jackets. We're going to be all over it tomorrow down on the flats of Georgia Tech. And best I can tell, Georgia Tech fans are really encouraged coming off last season where first-year head coach Brent Key, Georgia Tech had a winning season. And they actually won a bowl game.
Say what?
Yeah, 7-6, brother. Yes, sir. And let me tell you, their offensive coordinator, Buster Faulkner, did a really good job a year ago. Tech was scoring some points, man. And their quarterback, Haynes King, really balled out last season, so he's coming back. Go down to that Tech white and gold game. You're going to see Haynes King do his thing. Now, he's one of the top quarterbacks returning in the ACC. Led the ACC in touchdown passes a year ago. How about that? 25 touchdown passes. And he threw for 2,700 yards. He ran for 600 yards. So you got a guy that's a real dual threat at quarterback for Tech. A lot of Tech fans really pleased with the quarterback play. Now, there's one thing that Haynes King, in my humble opinion, needs to focus on and get corrected. He led the ACC with 16 interceptions last season. So all these quarterbacks, I know I've been there, I've done that. You look at what you did last season and you're trying to improve on that. And I'm sure that jumps off the page and he's thinking about this a lot. I threw 16 interceptions, led the ACC in that number. I got to drop that number down in single digits. 11 of those picks were in four games. And in those four games, Tech was 1-3. So that shows up right there. And I'm sure Haynes King realizes that. I got to get better not turning the ball over. Alabama's A-Days tomorrow. So you got Kalen DeBoer making his debut.
Roll down tide.
And what I'm looking for out of the Alabama A-Day, I'm really curious as to how Jalen Milroe will fit this new offensive scheme. Because if they don't alter the scheme and they go with what they did a year ago at Washington, Milroe, I'm just going to sit here and tell you, Milroe doesn't fit that scheme. He's not like Michael Penix Jr. He's not a high percentage passer. He's not going to sit there in the pocket and pick teams apart. That's not what Milroe does. So looking forward to seeing how DeBoer and his offensive staff are going to handle this in the A-Day game tomorrow. Word out of Tuscaloosa, and got a lot of Alabama insiders talking about this, is Ty Simpson, the backup quarterback, who was trying to compete for the job a year ago, and it didn't work out for him. He wasn't ready. He's been making some noise, looking a lot better over at the spring practices for the Crimson Tide. So he'll have an opportunity tomorrow in the A-Day game to go out and show off the fact, prove to anybody paying attention, his coaching staff, the Alabama fan base, maybe coaches for other teams that are hoping he might get in the transfer portal, that he's ready to play ball for somebody. So I'm anxious to see what Ty Simpson brings to the field tomorrow. That transfer portal opens up again in 2 weeks. Keep an eye on that one. You know, I just can't keep forgetting about the last thing I remember about Jalen Milroe last season. I just can't get it out of my mind about the worst play call ever to end what would be the biggest game of the season for Alabama. I mean, they had a shot at the national championship. The season hung in the balance. They're down close to the goal line. Fourth down. Now or never. Bring your best play call. And the former staff put Milroe in the shotgun and ran a quarterback run right up the middle. Unsuccessfully. That was the worst play call ever that I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of football. DeBoer's hoping to do better than that. And one more thought on the Alabama A-Day game is, and I feel this when I talk about it on my show and when I post something on social media, these Alabama football fans, now they're passionate, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't believe there's a fan base in the country that has more blind loyalists than the Alabama Crimson Tide fan base.
Roll down tide.
I mean, you got the greatest college coach of all time in Nick Saban retiring. So the GOAT retires. They hire DeBoer from Washington, who has never, he has never stepped foot in the South. Zero contacts in the South. And the Alabama fans, they are convinced that nothing's going to change. They refuse to believe that there's going to be any drop-off at all with DeBoer taking over for Nick Saban. I guess you got to give them credit. Now, we had the Auburn A-Day last Saturday, which I appreciate because being a Georgia guy, I really don't like it when the you got two A-Days on the same day. And I know what they're doing. Now, Auburn says, well, if Alabama's going to call it A-Day, by golly, we're going to call ours A-Day. You got this competition going on there. They had 33,000 fans show up. And they showed off this five-star freshman wide receiver, Cam Coleman. Four catches for 92 yards. Offensive most valuable player. So it looks like this passing attack for Auburn's going to be much better than it was a year ago. And it makes sense. Peyton Thorne, I mean, he stepped in at the last minute last season, transferring in. He's more comfortable in this freeze offense. He's got better weapons like Cam Coleman. And Georgia State transfer Robert Lewis, also one of those wide receivers. So look for that Auburn passing attack to be much better next season. I'm just saying. And if you're looking to play a little golf, I'm just saying. Yeah, if you're looking to play a little golf, the inaugural Braves Golf Classic is coming to the Atlanta Athletic Club Championship Course.
We got to get in on this, Buck.
On May the 6th. Now, it benefits the Atlanta Braves Foundation, and it's a four-person scramble. It's going to feature an on-course contest. You get prizes for the winning teams. Typically, you have that when you've got a big-time charity event going on, so no surprise there. They've got a unique gift for each golfer. Wow.
Now, that is rare. Most of the time, you just get the generic goodie bag or whatever.
Autographed ball from Austin Riley or Ronald Acuna.
Easy, Jr. Buck. All right, let's slow down just a little bit.
Hey, to get your foursome and get more information, go to Braves.com/golfclassic today.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, mark sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
We got Georgia G-Day. I'm going to tell you three things that I'm going to be focused on, and you should be too, for G-Day coming up tomorrow. Road Dog's going to be there. I'm going to be there too. Looking forward to seeing this 2024 Georgia Bulldog team. And we had him on earlier this week, and I hadn't talked enough about it, but Gunnar Stockton, the backup quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs, he's got an opportunity, and he's had a good spring. Everybody I've spoken with, they've been bragging on Gunnar Stockton. He's now comfortable in this offense, knows it like the back of his hand, has done a great job both as a passer in and out of the pocket. He's a mobile guy, can get outside the pocket and hurt defenses, and he's had a really good spring football practice. Gunnar Stockton's done a nice job, but he's got a chance to solidify his role as the backup with a good performance in the G-Day scrimmage tomorrow. So how does he do that? What does he need to do? Well, he needs to throw at a high percentage in the game tomorrow. So you want to complete about 65 to 70% of your passes. He needs to hit some big plays. So you impress people with that big play. You hit like Arian Smith, you hit him deep for a touchdown. You find Dominic Lovett for a 50-yard strike. So you're completing passes at a high percentage, and you're hitting some big plays in the passing game. And then you limit your mistakes. As a young quarterback, what you're trying to figure out in live action is what you can get away with. Can I fit the ball in that tight window? look, you got to experiment a little bit. So you try to fit it in that tight spot, intermediate zone in the middle of the field. You got a strong safety and a linebacker, and they are providing a small window to that wide receiver to fit the ball in there. And you got to make some mistakes to figure out, okay, when you should try to fit it in there and when you shouldn't. And so there's a process of elimination. There's this period of time where you're trying to figure those things out. Well, Gunner's had enough time to get those things figured out. Limit his mistakes. All right, you want Kirby Smart at the end of the G day. Say, you know, Gunner looked good today. Gunner didn't make a lot of mistakes. Hit some big plays. The crowd really loved that. And let me see. Yeah, he threw the ball at a high percentage today. You know what? I don't think that we need to go hit the transfer portal in 2 weeks and bring in another quarterback. We are comfortable with Gunner Stockton being the backup to Carson Beck. And so that's what Gunner's trying to get done tomorrow at G-Day. So look at that and check that out. And by the way, he's going to have plenty of weapons to throw the ball to. Even if he's on the red team, which I believe is going to be the first team defense. He'll be the second team quarterback. So he'll probably be on that red team. They got plenty of weapons at wide receiver. So whether it's Michael Jackson III, woo! London Humphreys or Colby Young, Arian Smith, he's going to get a few of those guys to throw the ball to. So he's going to have plenty of weapons. All right, the second thing is I'm going to be paying attention to the interior defensive line. And some of you might be saying, oh, Ballou, that's boring. Well, look, are you trying to win a national championship? Are you trying to win the Southeastern Conference? Are you looking to take down Alabama and Texas and all comers in the upcoming season? Well, if so, and I believe that's the case, your interior defensive line is going to set the tone defensively. So are these young guys ready to play? Kristen Miller, heard some good things about him this spring. Really come on at defensive tackle. You got Hall, who, number 44, played a lot last season, rotating in. He's another guy that needs to take another step forward. Now, Road Dogg, I hadn't heard anything about Jamal Jarrett. 350 pounds, nose tackle. So is that a red flag? I hadn't heard anything about Jarrett. I'm going to wait and see tomorrow, see where he's at. But those three guys have an opportunity to really solidify that Georgia defensive line. And then finally, the third thing I'm going to be looking at is the competition at quarterback, at cornerback. We had Kamari Lassiter, who has moved on to the National Football League.
Gone.
You lost the two inside cornerbacks. Tyke Smith, gone. Javon Bullard, I would look at him as more of a nickel kind of cornerback also. He's also gone.
Gone.
To the NFL. So you got three cornerback spots you're looking to fill. So Daylon Everett looks like he's going to be one of the starters at the boundary cornerback spot. Will Julian Humphrey be the other boundary corner? Daniel Harris, I've heard a lot about Daniel Harris being a potential starter at the cornerback spot. So I want to see more of Humphrey and Harris. And you've got this freshman, too, this true freshman that was the number one rated cornerback in the country in this current recruiting class. And I am anxious to see what he's going to bring to the table. Also, Ellis Robinson. Want to see what he's going to bring to the table. So three things to focus on at G-Day tomorrow. Take a look at those three things. We'll come back and we'll try to fit in that Falcons draft note I had yesterday. It's the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Getting you ready for G-Day over in Athens tomorrow. Road Dogg's fired up. It's a Buck Belue show here on the Fans.
Yeah, that's a Redcoat, 93.7. Redcoat band bringing us back.
Yeah, I get a little teary-eyed when I see that happen live, at least when I was a football player.
The battle hymn before?
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. Oh. For some reason, that got to me.
I don't see how it can't get
I'd be down
you.
There on the field. I'd see that. Boy, next thing you knew, I was tearing up a little bit. I was getting ready to play, and I'm ready to talk Falcons draft right now real quick.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood, and guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on the Fan.
All right, Falcons draft, man, it's coming up quick. A little over 2 weeks. Are you ready? I know I am. Couple of things not to look for. And we're hearing a lot of this right now is that the Falcons are going to take a quarterback in the draft. Say what? Why are we going to do that?
Say what?
Seriously, don't anticipate that happening.
What?
I'm seeing where the Falcons may take Michael Penix Jr. in the second round. Let me be real here. Penix is not going to be available in the second round. So that's not going to happen. Use all your available picks, especially on that defensive side of the ball after the first two rounds. So stop it with the Penix stuff. It's really sort of like a knife in the back at this point in time. I want to see the Falcons take him in the first round. And stop it with the Falcons taking Ladd McConkey. Do I really need to tell you folks again that the Falcons have been drafting for 60 years? The NFL draft in almost 60 years now. They've never taken a Georgia player in the first or second round in almost 60 years. So they're not taking Ladd McConkey with a second round pick. Please, look, please just take Quinyon Mitchell, the top rated cornerback in the draft with that eighth pick of the first round. And we'll worry about the edge rusher later. Yeah, enough of that.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
All right, heads up. I'll be at the Georgia bookstore tomorrow signing my book, Inside the Hedges. And I'm going to be hanging out with Bulldog star cornerback Kamari Lassiter. Come on by and get Kamari's autograph. We'll be there 10:30 to 12:30. Get you ready for G-Day coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And there is the final word. I appreciate you listening to the show, 10 to 11, Monday through Friday. And I really hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk about all these spring games on Monday. It's going to do it for my show. Cellini and Domino coming up next. Stay tuned for that here on The Fan.
Thank you, Buck.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.